a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Liss?
Here.
Rosem?
Here.
Sigsted?
Here.
Steele?
Here.
Street?
Here.
Van Gerpen?
Here.
Nordstrup?
Here.
And Vershiel?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? If so, I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
Moved by Street, second by... Was it Hanson?
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to remind everyone who's going to testify today to please sign in and notate what bill you're going to talk about. Since we only have one, I guess that won't be so hard, but... And whether you're a proponent or opponent, just so we have it for the record. Oh, I forgot to vote on the minutes. This is a voice vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Minutes have been approved. If anybody has any handouts, that are going to be either proponents or opponents, you can certainly get those to the pages sitting up front here, and they will hand them out. At this time, I'd like to have the pages come up and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, please.
I'm Matthew Johnson from Rapid City.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Max Sauer from Obridge.
I'm sorry, that was a bit of an emergency there. I wouldn't have interrupted it. I didn't catch your names, and the pages are all new this week, so... Just tell me. You don't have to get. Just tell me.
I'm Matthew Johnson.
Matt.
Max Sauer, and I'm from Obridge.
Welcome, gentlemen. Just a reminder to the committee that please direct all your questions through the chair, and if you have multiple questions, just go ahead and indicate that you have one or two. I don't know how tolerant I'll be if over two. We don't want any speechifying here. I think Representative Steele will follow that for a change. Okay. The first bill and only bill up today is House Bill 1060. Are there proponents for House Bill 1060? If you'd please identify yourselves and who you're representing, if anyone.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Morning.
I'm Representative Venner from District 24, Hughes, Stanley, and Sully Counties. And, of course, this is exciting because I've been a legislator now 9 days and 1 hour. And this is my first time to do this. So good morning.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I am Bob Wilcox, the Executive Director of the County Commission Association here in Pierre.
Welcome, Mr. Wilcox. Good to see you again this year. I'm sure we'll have a rousing good time as we did last year. So please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, basically, I just want to say that what we're doing with House Bill 1060 is it's just cleanup language for the South Dakota Association of Counties. And it involves eliminating the township speak in the bill. And it will read, if this is... passed and approved, it will read, if any portion of a county is unorganized territory, the amount that is the monies that would have gone to the unorganized territory under 3211-6, shall be retained by the county and expended by the county upon construction, reconstruction, and maintenance of roads and bridges of the unorganized portion of the county. And basically, territories used to be territories, now the lowest level that we would, that we see in county government now is the county itself. Territories don't have, they're not organized anymore, and there's no structure in these townships. Mr. Wilcox will answer any questions.
Thank you.
First of all, though, Mr. Wilcox, are you going to retestify or just answer questions?
No, Mr. Chair, if I may, can I make a couple of comments
certainly,
on the bill?
Certainly.
Thank you very much. Again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. And first, I'd like to thank Representative Venner for bringing this forward so we could appear in front of you today. And as he said, what we're really doing is in counties that have unorganized townships, we are required currently to, the road levy that is collected is required to be put into that unorganized territory and spent there. Quite frankly, what that has done is it's restrict the movement of and the flexibility of really where do we take our road levy dollars in our counties. And remember, always stay focused on the fact this is an unorganized township. So as Representative Venner indicated, the governing board is the county commission. So by deleting that last sentence, we have lifted that requirement to collect the money in the unorganized territory, maintain the money in that unorganized territory, and spend the money there. By removing that language, now we have opened it up to use the dollars, road dollars, in the areas within the county that need to have the dollars spent on them. And with that, I will stand by for questions. And again, thank you, Representative Venner, for sponsoring this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Are there any further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard, and I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. Currently, the license plate fees are distributed between the counties, townships, and cities. When it comes to distributing it for the townships, those unorganized areas, that's townships that have disbanded, the county has responsibility for maintaining those roads, but the distribution gives the county dollars based on the number of roads in the former township area. And the way the law says now is that the county has to spend the monies that go for each old township. They get a certain amount of money. And the law currently says that they have to spend that money within each old township. What this does, by taking this out, they then will have the authority to take all of the revenues they get for unorganized portions of the county and spend it on any roads within that unorganized area. They still have to spend it on former township roads, but they can spend it on any of them instead of the specific township for which they got the revenue. And the revenue is based on the number of miles within each township. So we have no problem at all with the bill because it doesn't affect the overall distribution, the amount of money that goes to counties or townships, and it just gives the counties the flexibility to use that money wherever they believe it's the highest priority within the unorganized parts of the town of the county. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howard, and it's nice to see you again, too. Any other proponents? Any opponents? Okay, seeing none, we will just move right along to any committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
I have a tough time with that name, yes. Representative Sigestad.
Thank you.
should ask him.
You can both come up again. And then, Representative Venner, you can defer the question to Mr. Wilcox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would defer to Mr. Wilcox.
Mr. Chair, may I?
Certainly.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the question, Representative Sixted. Currently, there's a variety of different things happening, I think. And I think some of it is it's being collected and deposited in the fund that it's supposed to be. I am aware of some counties that are not maybe doing quite that. And so I would suggest this would be very helpful if we can get this cleaned up and take care of this issue here today at the in the legislative arena. Thank you.
Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Anybody that wants to answer it would probably be for Mr. Howard, but one question is, how many townships are there? Second question, how many of those townships have been disbanded, and what's the process of this that we get rid of them?
Mr. Chair, may I defer this to Mr. Howard, because I think Representative Steele, you're exactly correct in letting him answer it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Steele, I didn't like the tone of that last part of the sentence. How do we get rid of them? Currently, there are 919 organized townships. As you will probably remember, townships were set up by Congress way back when, and they were defined as being six square miles. So there are 36 sections within a township. I've got just a sentence here that talks about what is a township. If I might read just a congressional township is a unit of measure for land. With the addition of the western frontier of Ohio, Indiana, etc., Congress wanted to survey the new land to find out how much there was and to create some uniform standard for land survey and ownership. And what they came up with is townships, which was 6 square miles. Prior to that, they surveyed it, and they made measurements between streams or from a stream to a tree. I mean, it was called meets and bounds. So they went to that 6 square miles as being a method of measuring the amount of land there was. And this was done back when Ohio and Indiana were the western frontier, so it goes back quite a ways. And then there are political townships, and they were formed so that basically so they were formed to build and maintain schools, roads, justice of the peace, constables, and things like that. And counties weren't all square, you know. Political township contains more than just 6 square miles. It contains some from more than one congressional township. So that's how townships came about. I'm not sure how many townships there were originally in South Dakota. I think it was something over 3,000 when they were 36 square miles. I guess you could do the math, but now there are 919 townships. Can be it's quite easy to disband a township. It takes a petition signed by a certain number of the residents or landowners within the township, and it's a simple majority vote. Then if the majority of people vote to disband the township gathers up their books and their papers and their debts and whatever, and they haul them in and give them to the county auditor. The county then has responsibility for the roads and bridges and everything within that township.
Okay.
So, I mean, township government is, it's still primarily in the eastern part of the state is a pretty vibrant unit of government in terms of roads and bridges. The 919 townships are responsible for about 32,000 miles of roads. And those roads, I mean, they don't serve a lot of traffic, but they provide access for the local farm-to-market roads, getting access to rural homes, school bus routes, mail routes, access to hunting and fishing, and I mean a lot of things that affect our quality of life. So,
thank you.
So we don't want to necessarily get rid of all of them.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Howard. I've got my one Delapree Township is the only township I have, and that's 6 by 9 miles. So I'm glad for that clarification of what you originally said. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Van Gerven.
As one who ran for this job, which is low paying, I was formerly a county commissioner with a high paying job. And we are from an unorganized county, and we've been just putting all the money in one pot and spending it as we wish. And that's what this will make legal, and what it'll amount to, we won't have near as much red paint or red ink used in our audit report.
I'm taking that as an endorsement of the bill. Any other further questions? Representative Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is just out of curiosity. Is this going to be perceived as... Are these townships will be further neglected on their roads, and we'll spend it in parts of the county we use more? Will there be people who feel like money that should go for their roads is going across town?
Yep. Mr. Chairman, that's a good question, Representative Hickey. And the part of this statute that will still be remaining says that the money shall be retained by the county and expended by the county upon construction, reconstruction, and maintenance of roads and bridges of the unorganized portion. So they still have to spend it on former township roads, but they have a flexibility. They don't have to use it within a specific township. I mean, all the money that they get as their allocation for former township roads, currently they have to use it within each of those townships. This will give them the authority to use that amount of money on any of the roads within unorganized townships. So it gives them more flexibility, and they will still have to maintain those former township roads with this money, but they don't have to use it within each specific township the way they were organized.
Thank you. Do you have a follow-up question, Representative Hickey? Maybe a bit of just a minute, Representative Ironcloud. I don't know if you were confused, or we're not getting rid of any townships. These are the ones that have already been dissolved. Does that help the explanation, maybe? Okay. Representative Ironcloud.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to say good morning to the listeners and the guests and fellow representatives. I come from on the Pine Ridge, District 27, and the majority of it is the Pine Ridge Reservation, and we have many, many townships. I mean, there's a lot of, I guess my question is, so every township would be 36 sections would be considered a township, and we're also, I believe, unorganized. So I guess my question is, how would this affect our situation? And if you can help me out here, I'm not really familiar with all the rules and regulations in regards to townships and our situation. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Representative Ironcloud, I can't recall if any of the counties within the your reservation area have organized townships. But if they do, then those organized townships would get some revenue from the license plate fees. If they're all unorganized, then the money that goes for those township roads will go to the county, and they have to use them on the former township roads. As far as the size, originally they were all 6 by 6, but there are some townships that now that are twice that size or three times. There's a process for townships to consolidate and combine, and I'm not sure if they're all. I doubt that they're all still 6 by 6 in your county, because county lines are not exactly square. So there'd be places where there would be overlap. But I can get you more information on those counties.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'd like to move to committee discussion and action. And or action, I should say. Yes, Representative Street.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to pass.
Second. Okay. Mr. Representative Street, motion to pass, and the second was by Representative Van Gerpen, might have been first, I do believe. Well, certainly, yes. Yeah. Okay, now, any discussion now that we've moved and seconded?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Street.
I'll just make the comment that as a former township officer, I refer to them as the highest form of government. They are the closest to the people, at least where I come from. It would be like a city government or in some instances a ward in a city. So I continually refer to them as the highest form of government, and the townships and the counties appear to be getting along on this issue. Sounds like we're giving permission for the counties to do what a lot of them are already doing, and I think this is a very logical thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess my comment would be the townships that do disband, I would assume, take into consideration that they could potentially lose some of their money and it would go elsewhere. And that would, I would think, would be in their process of doing that. And if it's their choice to disband, and I think it's giving them the option, I like the idea, and I think I would definitely be for it. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion? Okay, the motion is do pass. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Elliott?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
Hubble?
Aye.
Ironclad?
Aye.
Liss?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Sigistad?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Street?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
And Verschiel?
Aye.
13-0.
13 yeas, folks. Very good. Is there a, yes, Mr. Nordstrom, or I mean Representative Nordstrom.
Move consent.
Second.
Consent has been moved and seconded. Moved by Mr. Representative Nordstrom, and the second was by Representative Hansen, I do believe. Okay. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We will go to consent calendar on that. We want to remind everybody to leave their binders. Unless there's any other business, I would entertain a motion.
So
moved. Representative Steele moved to adjourn, and Representative Nordstrom to second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I want to apologize. I jumped in a little too quick with my comments, so please forgive me.
That's quite all right, Representative Van Gerpen, but I'm going to be pretty lenient on that when we have just one bill that's pretty non-controversial to talk about, so don't worry about it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody for attending. We'll release everybody early, and you can go have some fun talking to all the 5,000 lobbyists that are on the floor today.
I got him, actually. I'm just going to start on this side.